This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Alphonsus Liguori. When a baby is given the name of a Christian saint, it is believed that it will benefit from that saint's spiritual aid and protection during its lifetime. Alphonsus de Liguori certainly had enough helpers, 7 to be exact. Mary, Anthony, John, Francis, Cosmas, Damien, Michael, and the additional name of Caspar, whom it was believed was one of the wise men. Alphonsus was born in 1696, the eldest in the family whose father was a captain of a galley in the navy of the King of Naples, Italy. Like most fathers, he wanted his son to have every advantage, and therefore spared no expense to hire the best tutors and provide the best formal education which money could buy. His father was not to be disappointed, for Alphonsus was an excellent student, who not only did well in school, but was skilled in painting, playing on the harpsichord, and writing music. He entered the university to study law, and because of his talent, passed the bar exam in both civil and church law at the age of 16. Then the teachers gave him a special dispensation, which allowed him to practice law before he reached the minimum age of 20. He enjoyed the social life of Naples, especially the music and the theater, but also strengthened his spiritual life by regular retreats during which he promised to keep his life open to the will of God. For 8 years, his successful law career flourished, and his future seemed assured. But an event occurred in 1723 which caused a complete turnaround. Alphonsus had accepted a case in which the right to certain lands was contested. In his presentation to the court, he overlooked one important detail, which the opposing lawyer was quick to point out, which caused him to lose the case. He took this as a sign from God that his career was to end. He recognized his error, apologized to his client, and walked out of the court, never to return, to the great dismay of his father. Alphonsus spent time each day praying in church before the Blessed Sacrament, asking for spiritual direction, and then he would visit the sick and those in hospital. On several occasions, Alphonsus heard an interior voice saying that he should give himself to the service of God. He accepted this as his calling, went into a church, laid his sword on the altar, and offered himself to the priests to help the poor. His father, fearing he might completely lose his son, prevailed on him to study for the priesthood at home. Alphonsus agreed to this, and was ordained 3 years later in 1726. Alphonsus approached religion differently than many priests of his day. It was common for popular preachers to prepare lengthy, flowery sermons designed to show their learning by exaggerated eloquence in the hope of attracting wealthy patrons who would provide them with a comfortable income. Alphonsus used a simple, direct style, so clear and well constructed that it would be understood by the poorest old woman in the congregation. One of his hearers remarked, "It is a pleasure to listen to your sermons. You forget yourself and preach Jesus Christ." A widespread error of the day exaggerated man's unworthiness to approach God, which led many to stay away from church, since it was said that no one was really worthy to receive communion and the sacraments. Even devotions to the Blessed Mother were thought to be meaningless superstition. The people were becoming lax in their religious practices, and some priests who heard confession tried to correct these errors by giving severe penances at confession, or by refusing to give absolution to the penitent if he did not seem willing to try to do better. Alphonsus, who had the gift of reading the hearts of sinners, treated those who confessed to him as souls needing salvation rather than as criminals to be punished or frightened into doing the right thing. It was said that he never refused absolution to a sinner in confession. Alphonsus tried to encourage people to follow Christ more closely, and he easily attracted others who wished to follow his way of life. Several years after he was ordained, he established an order for women which was called the Redemptoristine Sisters, who are involved with missions throughout the world today. The following year, he founded an order for men and called it the Redemptorists. To better explain his beliefs, he wrote a book entitled Moral Theology, which presented a sound approach to living a good life. This book became widely read and is still referred to and quoted today. Over his lifetime, he wrote more than 1,200 different works for his followers. Two of the most popular are entitled Visits to the Most Blessed Sacrament and The Glories of Mary. Over the years, his works have gone through 20,000 editions and have been translated into more than 61 languages. Alphonsus's life was that of an extraordinary activity for God with no consideration for himself. In addition to his writings, his life was occupied by guiding and fostering his new congregation, solving its daily internal problems as well as those created by men who, from the beginning, opposed the order. He conducted missions, ministered to individuals, wrote hymns, composed music, and painted pictures. His love for God was evident in everything he did because he was constantly aware of God's presence. He was strict but tender and compassionate toward others. His special virtue was purity of intention. But his active life only aggravated his declining health. He was afflicted with severe asthma and migraine headaches, and both his sight and hearing started to decline. In spite of his infirmities, when he was 66, the Pope appointed him as bishop to direct the spiritual welfare of a diocese which had been neglected for 30 years. He successfully encouraged lax priests to place God before themselves, and he provided food and assistance to the people during a famine and plague by even selling his own personal belongings to help the relief efforts. But new attacks of rheumatism paralyzed him for a time and led him to plead with the Pope that he be allowed to resign. The Pope refused his requests, saying that Alphonsus was important to his people, if only by the prayerful example of his life. At the age of 78, Alphonsus was finally given permission to resign his post. But his final years brought more trials. The Redemptorist order of men which he had founded was split by treachery, and he was excluded from membership in the very society he had founded. Then for 18 months he was tormented by severe temptations against every virtue and belief of the Catholic faith. Finally, at the end, he was given extra graces which allowed him to die peacefully at the age of 90 in 1787. The split in the Redemptorist order was healed after his death, and today the order works as missionaries throughout the world. Alphonsus was named to be a saint in heaven in 1839 and a doctor of the church in 1871. What is our attitude toward giving glory to Christ? The opportunity we have here on earth will end when we die. Are we using our time wisely?
Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.